From Idaho, I'm joined by Mark Glenn, author and journalist. Welcome, sir. Mr. Glenn, day by day as the war in Syria goes on, who is gaining the upper hand?
Clearly, the president of Syria has gained the upper hand here. If we think back over the last 3 years, the decline in the amount of violence that has taken place, and not that the violence taking place presently is acceptable, but a serious decline in the amount of daily attacks on the part of these terrorists, we have to conclude two things. Number one, that Assad is winning, and number two, that America and these other Western agencies that have been responsible for funding and training these wild dogs in Syria are pulling back. They realize now that the game is up. The entire world knows that America has funded this terrorist group and all of the atrocities that have come from this. And so what we see, I think, taking place now is that this is the death throes of this conspiracy against the nation of Syria. And I think that that's the only conclusion that we can come to about that at this time.
And of course, with threats by the insurgents to attack the US and the UK, just what would be the devastating consequences of such a threat, and how imminent would that be?
Well, I think it's entirely possible. They've got to be absolutely furious right now that the United States that pushed them into doing this now is basically leaving them out there twisting in the wind. And we cannot rule out the possibility that one of these dogs may get loose from the pack and find their way either to the United States or Europe, where they could inflict all sorts of violence. I mean, both the United States and Europe are very soft targets. It's very easy to get into either one of these enclaves and to just with something as simple as a firearm to cause mass death and chaos. But at the same time, what I foresee taking place is that the United States and Israel and these other Western-backed groups that have been funding this, that they're going to probably mop this up and hopefully that this will just be nothing more than a memory in people's minds so that the United States can more or less slip out the back door and not have to face the embarrassment of this anymore.
Indeed. Mark Glenn, author and journalist from Idaho. Thanks for your thoughts there, sir.